Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university, and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Quiet Before Action.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building. The word of the Lord. Then the gospel for today, Wednesday of week 22, is from the Gospel according to Luke, as I said, in chapter 4. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to Simon's house. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Leaning over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And she immediately got up and began to wait on them. At sunset, all those who had friends suffering from diseases of one kind or another brought them to him, and laying his hands on each, he cured them. Devils too came out of many people, howling, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When daylight came, he left the house and made his way to a lonely place. The crowds went to look for him, and when they had caught up with him, they wanted to prevent him leaving them. But he answered, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns too, because that is what I was sent to do." And he continued his preaching in the synagogues of Judea. And my own reflections, Thomas McCarthy's reflections, having read these two readings. Much of what I was told as a child, I have either forgotten by now, or remembered so well that I can't imagine a time when I didn't know it. Besides all that, there are phrases I heard people say and repeat when I was young, and some of these too have stayed with me, almost as part of how I think. I say this today since repeated examination of these two scriptural readings leads me to say once more to you and to myself, don't judge the book by its cover. A first reading through the gospel I've just repeated indicates Jesus' days being helter-skelter as he dealt with situations of ill health among the people, and perhaps more likely situations too where the word illness might have been used to stop you asking any further questions. It's one thing to hear how much Jesus said and did. It's crucial, however, that we never leave out of our profile of the Savior his hours of quiet prayer with his Father, not only on our behalf, of course, but from the depths of his own troubled heart, too. It was not all frantic activity, no matter how well-intentioned. Jesus knew quiet time for prayer to his Father, and he was aware, too, how crucial that time was. And what about the disciples in Corinth? What Paul, their apostle and mentor, has to say about them in today's text. I did the planting, he claims, and Apollos did the watering, but it is God who makes things grow. It is God, he could go on, who enables growth, God who sees potential and imagines a more developed disciple emerging in your heart and in your thoughts and deeds. In order to give God time for the development and evolution, or perhaps even occasionally revolution that may be needed, give yourself time first. Listen to the heart within you, and you know better than most how much more love and loving energy is longing to burst forth for the building up of Christ's body. Yes. By means of your own growth, too. We are the incarnate fruit of divine love and imagination, and we've only just begun. There is sowing and reaping, and there is quiet patience as time and nature take their time to blossom. Your life and mine, as disciples, need this kind of balance, too. No matter how busy Paul or Apollos or Jesus seem to have been.